It's been a day of celebrations in Paris and in Pennsylvania. At the Kew Creek Mine in Somerset County, 9 trapped coal miners were lifted to safety early this morning. We'll have details on their dramatic rescue shortly. But first, hundreds of thousands of fans line the most famous street in Paris to watch cyclist Lance Armstrong cruise to his 4th straight victory in the Tour de France. President Bush phoned with congratulations after Armstrong finished the grueling race. NPR's Nick Spicer was with the crowd on the Champs-Élysées and filed this report.
His yellow cap held over his heart, Lance Armstrong listened to the national anthem under the cheers of thousands of fans, many waving American flags. This year, the cancer survivor's wife, twins, and young son joined him on the victor's podium. Although Armstrong drew cheers, many of the French fans on the Champs-Élysées cheered even louder for Frenchman Laurent Jalabert. He won the prize for the best climber. After he stepped off the podium, Armstrong had gracious words for Jaja, as Jalabert is called, a man who announced his retirement from cycling during this year's tour.
Jaja is, in my opinion, and anybody who has half a brain will tell you, he's one of the greatest of all time. He's done a lot in cycling, won a lot of races, a lot of different races. The sport will miss him, especially French cycling will miss him. And I asked him, I said, hey, are you going to run for president? Because he's a popular man.
Remarks like that were part of a kinder, gentler Armstrong some saw this year, at least one more careful about French sensitivities. But his way of winning was nothing new. He didn't win every day. Individual racers won individual stages and then fell to the back of the race. Armstrong aimed for an overall victory, taking a giant lead in the mountains, so big that no one could dream of catching up. One of the fans on the Champs-Élysées was accountant Don Rieger, who says he has come to Paris for 9 Tour de France finishes. He detects a warming up to Armstrong among French fans, despite his domination of their national race.
I think even the French respect the fact that Lance has looked to the face of death and, you know, and come out. He's got his priority right. You know, he's as much as he loves cycling, he's got a family, his family's first. Anyone can respect that.
Another fan, one with a family connection to the race, points out that anyone non-French who succeeds runs a risk of resentment. Hoog Kroon is the sister of a Dutch rider who took a stage on Bastille Day, of all days.
He won a stage in the Tour de France. On the national day, on the 14th of July, he was a Dutch guy winning the French Tour de France, and all the French people hated it. Everybody was angry. They were angry. They're French.
Armstrong went on French TV after his impressive win. He finished 7 minutes and 17 seconds ahead of Spanish racer Joseba Beloki, who came in second. The recurrent question was, will you shoot for 5 wins or even become the first rider to win 6 times? Whether it was modesty or fear of a jinx, Armstrong wouldn't go too far out on a limb.
J'ai parti le Tour de France 2003 en Paris.
I will take part in the next Tour de France in 2003, but it's impossible to say if I will win. I'll do my best, do my training, including in the mountains, but it's the Tour de France. It's 3 weeks long, you can fall off your bike, fall ill, many things can happen.
But Laurent Jalabert, the man Armstrong praised after his win, suggests both a 5th and a first-ever 6th victory are possible. And Eddie Merckx, a 5-time Tour winner from Belgium and considered the best cyclist of all time, is saying something similar, that no one, at least for now, is coming even close to the rider from Texas. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris. We are the champions.